Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
From Podcast One and the Lady Gang, are you ready for a relatable, unapologetic take on life? This is the Ladies Like Us podcast with Nazanin Mandy and Nadia Mohan.
Welcome back to another episode of Ladies Like Us. I'm Aretha Franklin.
Franklin? Rest in peace. Oh my God.
That was the first name that popped in my head. Aretha Franklin.
Oh my God.
Anyways, I'm Nadia.
And I'm Nazanin Mandy. Yeah, we're back.
And let's just say this is our last episode of 2019.
I can't believe it's over. I cannot believe we're about to be in 2020.
Yeah, this year flew by like crazy.
Yeah, I think it's been the fastest year of my life.
Probably. You did a lot.
Yeah.
You did a lot.
I'm ready. I need a vacation.
Yeah, you do. I feel like your health is declining.
Yeah, I need to sleep for days. I just want to rest.
You need 2 weeks of just solid sleep. Yeah. Don't even come out of the room.
Right.
Do nothing.
I would love that.
Hibernation complete. Yeah. But this year has been, I don't know, some people had really shitty years. When I look back on this year, I feel blessed. I feel like this it was a very pivotal year for me in my life.
Transitional.
To be honest. Yes. Yeah, and yeah, I think yeah. you the same. Yeah. Same. It was a lot. But so you came out of the year before freshly married.
Yes.
So you started this whole year
as a newlywed.
As a newlywed.
And I feel like that happiness that was sparked on that wedding day never left.
Oh, that's so cute.
It just kind of resonated.
That's great.
And it poured into everything else in my life.
Yeah. So, you can tell.
Yeah.
You and Miguel seem, I've seen you guys through so much.
Yeah.
I've seen
the lowest of low.
Yeah,
of
I've
low.
Seen the whole evolution of your relationship.
Absolutely.
And it's just so nice to see that you guys feel so grounded.
We
and
feel
settled
that way.
And just so in love.
Yeah.
And it's been 15 years
14.
Now?
14.
14.
And it's like we're going backwards. With love. It's really weird.
Yeah.
I don't know how to describe
it. No, I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
But I have to say I'm really proud of him for this year because I know it's been a lot of transition for him in our household.
Right.
Like me trying to balance taking care of him and working.
Totally.
And he's been really amazing.
Yeah, because he's
super
not used
understand.
To that.
No,
yeah.
He's used to me being there.
Yeah.
Going to his shows all the time and taking care of him.
Yeah.
And I've had to find that balance, which has been really hard.
Right.
But he has really been amazing.
And you were a little worried.
I was very worried. Because he's
used to you catering to him.
All the time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's how it's always been.
Yeah.
And now you're busy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But
that's a lot.
If he gets up before me, he'll be like, do you want coffee? Can I bring you something? Are you ready for today?
Yeah.
How's your castings?
Yeah.
How's filming?
You're wifey.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's different now.
So I just thank him so much because I was really worried.
The energy.
Honestly.
You're he's going to freak out.
I'm this could be our little, something for this year. But he did amazing.
Yeah, it's a definitely
he passed with flying colors. Yes.
That's good.
Yeah.
So we all had a evolving year, including Miguel.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. We can talk about our blow of the year.
Yeah.
We might have the same blow.
We have the same blow.
Oh, okay.
And let's be real. The elephant in the room. I feel like we never talk about it because we're afraid. But,
We can talk about it.
It was the goddamn TI situation.
Yeah, that was definitely the blow of the year.
Yeah, that was
for
rough.
Sure. It was really rough. We learned a lot. Felt so bad about it. The guilt was, it was so heavy. It was a lot.
The guilt because there was a lot of reasons. it's hard because it's like you look at the situation and you see what happened and you're just like, that was our reaction. We can't change that.
Right.
Like, I can't feel guilty for an honest reaction that I had.
Same.
The guilt is that, okay, damn, I wish there were certain things that we would have said and mm-hmm. corrected
right.
in the moment. But you know what? It didn't happen. I'm sorry. Like, it didn't. We didn't catch it. What are you going
to
do?
I also, like, my heart goes out to her.
Yeah.
You know, she's young. It's a lot. It's a lot.
And, you know, you and I really, we don't edit our episodes like that. Like, we put out raw right. shit. And, you know, we just, it was a misjudgment on our part to
yeah.
put it out.
Yeah.
I mean, that's basically it. But honey, we got dragged.
We did, but it was a learning experience.
Totally.
Like, it yeah. made you stronger. It, yeah. like, it just
yeah.
changed things.
Yeah.
And maybe it needed to happen.
Yeah. And that's literally a part of, you know, that was a pivotal moment for me and part of my high of the whole year of 2019
right.
was coming out of that. With just a new pair of eyes.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like I needed that. I needed
right.
that jolt to be
right.
like, oh, you want to do this podcast? Oh,
this
you
is
wanna...
what it comes with.
Yes.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
want to
yeah, yeah.
do, you know, you want to be out here talking to people and be out in these streets and mm-hmm. have a platform and you want to start building your brand. Well, this is what it comes with.
Mm-hmm. The highs and the blows.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, you and Miguel have been working on this for some time.
Mm-hmm.
You've started to thicken up your skin. You started to realize what this comes with.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. You've
yeah.
had that experience.
Yeah.
I have not. I've always right. been behind the scenes.
Right. And it's so different when you actually experience
Man,
it.
Man. It was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Swift
yeah.
kick to the balls.
You could be like best friends with someone and just watch it. But when it's really happening
oh, yeah.
to you, it's a whole different experience.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I had all kinds
yeah.
of friends telling me, don't worry about it. It's not a big
See?
Deal.
And you're like, no. I feel this.
Yeah.
And it is. And I feel bad.
Exactly.
And I'm living in this
yeah.
right now. You're not.
And people are calling me stupid.
Oh, God, please. I can't with the comments.
I know. But I just, this year, and honestly, it has probably 99.9% to do with this podcast.
Uh-huh.
We decided to start this podcast about mid-year this year.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it has been one of my biggest years of personal growth.
I love that.
That I have felt.
I can tell.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
It was time for me to grow up. And I
it
just.
It happens.
Yeah, it just happens. But I think this podcast comes with a responsibility that I said to myself, okay, if you're going to do this, you need to start working on yourself. You
right.
need to try to be a better person. You need to start reading more, listening more, just absorbing more
right.
in this world. And I've really tried to do that. Like, I listen to self help and motivational podcasts all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to Oprah like every damn day. Like,
mm-hmm.
I am listening and absorbing, and I'm a sponge, and it's just serving me better. I
right.
feel like I'm growing, and I feel like I'm becoming a better version of what I was before.
Yeah.
I'm still learning. That's never going to stop.
That's the point.
Yeah. But I just feel really grounded and happy, and I'm just excited for next year and what's in store, because
mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm starting to get it together and gear it up.
Do you feel more motivated?
I do. It's coming. It's
Good.
Coming. And I struggle with motivations. All you people that struggle with motivation, you're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. And sometimes
it's every day.
Every day.
Is pushing yourself.
And even and especially when you don't have a clear-cut vision of exactly what the end goal is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, okay, I do makeup. I'm a makeup artist. That's come easy to me. But I haven't really pushed my career into overdrive for
mm-hmm.
that. Whether it's
Which,
out of fear or whatever it is.
You're so amazing, and I've told you this for
years.
I know.
Thank you.
It's like, that's the one thing to get you through the other doors.
Yes.
To start doing.
Yes,
do you know what I mean? It's kind of like the catalyst
I
to
know.
Everything else you want to do.
And I've realized that. I know you've told me that, and it's a matter of me needing to believe in myself.
Of course. That's where it starts.
Yeah. So yeah. it doesn't matter who tells you
of course.
You're great and all
of
this
course.
Stuff. You have to really believe
mm-hmm.
it. And so this year, towards the end of the year, I've been really working on my confidence and building myself up as a person and
right.
as a woman and knowing what I have to offer and knowing that I can do this.
You can.
I can be somebody.
You can. 1,000%. Like,
I know.
It's being an outsider. I've seen it forever.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah. Again, like, you have to understand.
I have to realize
that,
it. Yeah.
You
know? I know.
Like, I've been there too.
I know.
I struggled that all through my 20s.
Yep.
You know, but then you just get it together if you're willing to put in the work.
Totally.
And stay motivated and consistent.
Yeah.
Because that's what it takes.
Yeah.
Like, running yourself into the ground, like, it's a real thing.
Yeah, it's and
it's
for me,
it's kind of crazy.
It is. And for me, I know, like, when I don't have a vision of what I'm supposed to be doing or end goal,
right.
I get lost and I don't focus and mm-hmm. that motivation's not there. But once I sit down and say, okay, this is my plan. This is what I need to do. This is what I have
to do. It's easier for you to execute.
It's easier for me to execute mm-hmm. because then I'll go for it. I'm like, okay, this is what I have to do. I have to do it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's where I'm at right now.
I love it.
Yeah.
You can tell
good.
Though. You're
Thank
posting
you.
More.
I'm trying, man.
No, that's a part of the job, though.
It is so hard for me.
I know, but it's a part of the job. Like, I see it and it's like, yeah. Okay.
I know. I got a bunch of stuff stored in my drafts.
Oh, yeah. See, that's what I do every yeah. week. Yeah. And I write my captions out. I know. Yeah. I'm a freak.
No, you have to do
I'm
it
a freak,
that way.
Though.
Because no, but it's good because I'm like that too. Once I get down to doing it, then it works. But if you don't have the content, then
right.
it's hard.
It's like I've learned you just have to like create it.
Yeah, I know.
It's like that's why I like and I love to do it. Like those
yeah.
little videos I post.
Yes.
Like that's my like, okay, and this is stuff that of course I mean and I love and all
right.
of that. But it's also great content to have when I'm like, okay, I don't have anything this day. Let me put this.
Exactly.
You know
it's
what I
there
mean?
Ready to
it's
go.
It's there ready to
yeah.
go.
Yeah. So that's what I need to start doing with makeup videos. I know.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
But what happens to me is, you know, I'm busy doing shit and then I come home and I'm like, I don't want to do my makeup.
I wouldn't either. You just beat somebody else's
exactly.
face.
Exactly. Like, that's what it boils down to. It's like, I gotta really do a full beat on myself right now. Like,
you
no.
should just always just do half a face.
Jeez, I'm gonna do one eye.
Do
you
one
guys
eye.
Get one eye.
Yeah. That's what I would do.
I know.
Or like
I know.
The perfect brow.
Or the nose contour.
Yeah,
everyone wants
the
that.
Nose contour.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would
yeah.
do like pieces.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Which
so,
creates more content.
Yeah, that's what I'm working on. But what about you? What's your high of the whole year?
I mean, oh my God. My high of the whole
you've
year.
You've had some really good ones.
I know. Like it's I can't even believe some of the things that have happened.
I know.
It's like really crazy.
You can talk about your Lena. We've talked about
oh,
that
yeah,
already.
Oh, yeah, because the trailer's already online.
What's it called again?
20s.
20s.
Yeah, I can't so, really talk about my character.
Right.
But
the point is, Lena Waith was like, I want her.
Yeah, and it was so unexpected.
Yeah.
Of course, like, we've partied together. She's been to Miguel's
right.
shows. Like,
so she knows you on a personal level.
The last time she saw me, oh my God, I was so drunk. Like,
that was at Miguel's show.
Yes.
Was it the Hollywood?
The Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh my God. That was, yeah. But she called after and booked me for her show, so I must have did something,
yeah.
right?
Yes, you're also very attractive.
Oh, thank you. So,
she's like, I need that beautiful face in my film.
Well, she called my agent, her people called my agent, and yeah. made it happen.
Yeah,
and,
but I stand corrected. I'm not just saying you're pretty. You're also
you.
Talented.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. But yeah, I mean, that was a huge high of my year.
Yeah.
And as an actor, especially like still building my resume.
Yeah.
Like I booked 4 major projects.
Yeah.
Like. That's,
and you're just starting out. It's a big deal.
Yeah, yeah, like I'm coming back and like starting over.
Yeah.
You know, which
yeah.
is proof that like you can start over at any time.
Yeah.
And if you work your ass off, like you can make it happen.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's like just because you're with Miguel and just because you have, you know, 1 point whatever followers.
Right.
Yeah, that's great.
Right.
But that doesn't mean shit if you're not talented.
No, it doesn't.
Do you know what I mean?
It doesn't.
So it's like...
You have to put in the work and you have to bring something to the table
exactly.
to create longevity.
Exactly.
And I knew, like, I'm in class, acting class 3 times a week.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
You're very
like,
dedicated to it.
It's just something that even if I don't have a casting, like, mm-hmm. I still go to class.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's a skill. You have to keep working on
you
it.
You have to.
Yeah.
And that was something that for the past, I would say, 3 years,
mm-hmm.
I just kept going to class
mm-hmm.
and getting better and better and better and
yeah.
more confident
mm-hmm.
and more natural as an actor.
Yes.
And that last year was the turn, or this year,
right.
beginning of this year was the turning point for me.
What do you think is your biggest challenge becoming an actor and just the whole realm of acting? Do you feel like since you were such an introvert, that part of it is hard
it
for
was,
you?
Younger, it was, of course, letting go.
Right.
And then really seeing the full picture, like, I can actually do this.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But then there's all these other factors that are against you.
Right.
I don't look like I could belong in every family. So
right.
when it comes to casting, it's very
specific. Yeah.
Yes. I'm a very specific type.
Right.
You know, and so
that can limit in a way.
Yeah, very much.
Because you're not white.
Exactly.
You're not Jennifer Lawrence.
No, no. And, you know, like, it's yeah. just, that's
Which
reality.
Sucks, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But it's getting better.
It is getting better.
It's getting
They're
better.
They're creating shows that are more racially diverse,
right.
which is amazing.
We're
but
seeing
it's
more
still...
representation in movies and
right.
shows. Yeah.
It's still, like, it's still a struggle, though.
Yeah, still.
You know?
Yeah. The
and,
major films.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still, like... Mm-hmm. It, which is hard, but once you start building your resume, it's mm-hmm. just like, okay,
yeah. it,
now they can't deny you.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm getting there.
Yeah.
So that's a struggle. And things that are out of your hands,
mm-hmm.
you know, like even height. In
yeah.
these casting rooms, they're like, so how tall are you?
Right.
You know, because your co-star's super tall or
right.
super short. And if you're 2 inches off, like, you're not getting the part.
Right, right. But, I mean, I would imagine for a lot of people, it's like, even if you're too tall. I feel like a lot of yes. actors are short.
They are short.
See?
Yeah.
Okay, so that works for you.
Yeah, but it has that has been an issue.
Interesting.
Yeah, or I'm too this or I'm too that.
Right.
So it's like... There's always something, but when a role is meant to be a role, it's just meant to be
exactly.
a role. Like
exactly.
I, yeah, it's just like is what it is,
yeah,
you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
But you
yeah.
have to keep working.
Yeah.
You can't let no discourage you at the end of the day.
The roles that are meant for you will be there, that will come out, and
it's,
you will get them.
It's happening.
Yeah, exactly.
It's happening. So I just got to keep working.
So what are the 2020 goals? What are the projections for 2020?
To book a major feature.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I'm realistic. I don't think it's going to be a leading role, my first major feature, which is totally fine.
Right.
Supporting, I will take.
But there's nothing wrong with setting the bar high for yourself.
That is true.
You know what I mean?
Like, that's true.
You're being realistic and knowing, okay, this goal is...
Because I'm going by the steps.
Yes.
Like, I'm like, okay, so as an actor, going into, like, major, you know, motion pictures...
Right.
Realistically,
yeah.
I'm going to get, like, a supporting role.
Right.
Or, you know what I mean? Like,
of course. But I think, like... To dream big, that's okay. Like,
right.
yes, you have to be realistic with it. No, okay, that's probably not going to happen, but it could. You don't
I
know.
Mean, it could.
It always
I
reminds
could be
me
the look that they need.
Yeah,
or, you know what I mean. Yeah, I totally. Get it
always reminds me of when Jim Carrey. I don't know if you know this story. Jim Carrey was homeless.
Yes,
and he wrote himself a check.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say it was for $1 million. It was some crazy amount.
It was a crazy amount.
It was a crazy amount of money.
I remember this.
Maybe 100,000, whatever. He wrote that check for himself, being homeless. And he made it. He achieved that goal. He was able to cash that check. Damn, that confidence in yourself.
Absolutely.
Just when you think you're confident, like, I'm like, yeah, I believe in myself. But do you really? Like, when it boils down to it, do you really?
Right.
And at the end of the day, you got to bet on yourself.
That's
You
got to
bet on yourself.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all we got.
Mm-hmm.
But.
I mean, any more highs? I mean, Olay was a high.
Oh, yeah.
That was a major high.
Yeah.
Starting more businesses is a high.
Right.
God, what else? Having more communication, honest communication
mm-hmm.
with my family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big high
yes,
for me.
Yes, you've gotten better at that.
Yeah, like that's a big high with me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
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 Finding new management
mm-hmm.
that I feel strongly about. That was a high. What else? Yeah, I mean,
it's been a good year.
It's been an amazing
to us,
year. Yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
And remember, if you had a shitty year, just know the year is over.
And you can start back again.
You can start fresh and new. And, you know, you gotta, we say this literally every single episode,
mm-hmm.
and you're probably tired of hearing us say this, but I don't give a shit. What did you learn?
Yeah.
What did you learn from the BS that happened to you this year?
And how are you gonna change it?
And how are you gonna change it?
Right.
Because that's literally all you got.
That's it.
You can either wallow in your sorrows and boohoo yourself, or you can be like, no, F this. This was shitty. This is what I learned. I'm not doing that again. Blah,
mm-hmm.
blah, blah.
And do better.
Do better.
Yeah.
When you know better,
you do
better.
Amen. All right. Up next, we have chef, wife, and amazing mama, Asia Collins.
Yay.
Every year at the end of December, my husband and I decide to take a trip together, and this year we made it all the way to South Africa. Now, we all know that flight is super long, so I was looking for a fun way to pass the time all while engaging my brain. So you know what I played? Best Fiends. Best Fiends is a casual game anybody can play. The characters are fun. They have challenging and really engaging puzzles and visuals, which I love. And the best part is it does not require internet to play. Obviously, it's great for traveling. You can play anywhere. It's just so much fun. Engage your brain with fun puzzles and collect tons of cute characters. Trust me, with over 100 million downloads, this 5-star rated mobile puzzle game is a must play. Download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's Friends without the R, Best Fiends.
All right, guys, welcome back. We have a very special guest. She is our dear friend.
Yep.
She started off as a fitness model.
Yes.
She also is a chef. She's married to Kid Ink, and she's a mama with a new baby on the way. Yeah. Welcome, Asia Cole.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, of course.
So excited to be here.
Yes.
Man.
We had our little guest list, wish list, and you were on there
for sure. Oh, yeah. I made the list.
We're like, she's our friend. We like her.
She needs to be on before the year is over.
Yeah, I
love
yeah.
it.
Sure.
Love it.
Salam khoshkel. So Aussie is half Persian like us.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, but you, tell us like, okay, you didn't get in touch with your Persian side till later.
Until I was 28.
Right.
Wow. About so, 28.
Just a few couple years ago.
Yep, yeah. 27,
wow.
28. It was when I was pregnant with Aislinn that I felt inclined to like try to find my dad.
Right.
You know, like, mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many Persian half-breeds in L.A. in yeah, our totally. Age generation. Like, they were out here wilding out in the 80s, creating all these half-breeds.
True.
Spreading you know? Their seeds.
you know? So, unfortunately, but fortunately, we didn't meet until I was 27, 28.
Mm-hmm.
But
wow.
my dad's so sweet. I'm
and
so glad
so
I did
handsome.
That.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man.
Very proud of him.
Yes.
So... No, really, your daddy fine.
Yeah. It's true.
So proud
oh,
of him.
And your mom.
Oh, yes. She is just next level.
I did that her lady. Mom's makeup for the baby shower,
uh-huh.
and I was just like, what?
Yeah.
The skin?
It's
the
crazy.
Space,
like... And even her, just her energy, your mom's energy is beautiful.
Yeah, she's super cool.
Most of the time, yes.
Well, you know, we all have our moments.
Mom.
Yeah,
exactly. She's an Aries, so you know.
Yeah.
Can go
oh,
both.
She is.
Yeah.
I know about her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But she is. She's great. And I mean, her skin is flawless. No
Man.
Pores.
My God.
Yes.
I was like, this is a dream. I don't even need to use foundation.
Yes.
Like, it was crazy.
I told you that,
yeah.
though. I was like, just a little
yeah.
concealer.
Yeah,
no,
she's
really.
Just stunning.
Yeah, mm-hmm. thank you.
So growing up, your dad was not present.
Mm-mm.
Did that pose any, like, I don't want to say issues for you, but, like, tell us what was that like, your experience?
Well, it did, for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think not having the father around made me feel more, I don't want to say loose because it's not, like, a sexual thing. I was wild,
free,
you know,
right.
like
you didn't have your daddy to check you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And my mom did a lot of checking, but at the same time, we grew up in the hood. She was a single mom.
Mm-hmm.
She had to work and go to school at the same time. So mm-hmm. like I was out in these streets and I got a lot of cousins. So I was doing bad shit.
Are all your cousins older? Were they at the time way no, older?
We're about the same age.
Oh, got it. Okay.
We are. There's a lot of us, too.
Yeah.
So, like,
We've
I mean, you guys saw them.
Yeah. Oh, we saw it.
And your aunties.
Yes. Yes.
Doing electric slide.
Yes.
Oh, it was so
in
good.
In sync. They do everything in sync.
Yeah.
They're hilarious.
So cute.
But, yeah, it was just, I don't know. I think if he was around, and he says this all the time, he's like, you would have grown up so differently. And I'm like, probably, you know,
right.
like, you would have been there and more strict on me.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't talk to your father at all growing up?
No.
You knew about him, obviously.
Yes.
How much did you know about him?
I knew that I was half Iranian.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I did not know that his last name was Saifulazadeh.
Right.
So I Woo. Grew up.
I know. That's longer than ours.
Exactly. How many letters you got?
Ooh, I haven't even counted.
Wait,
that's too many.
Let's do it.
So S-A-I-F-U- L L A H.
Oh
Z-A-D-E-H.
Stop!
Now that there are no more letters left in the alphabet.
Let's count.
She even has a Z.
I know.
Right, right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13,
wow.
14. You win. You win. I got 12. You win.
That's
you
know how, crazy. I think I have 10. M-A-N-D-I-G-H-O-M-I. 10.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
What is
that?
Yeah.
What is that with Persians and their super long
it's
names?
Crazy.
Listen, insane. Iranians have presence.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's true.
And they're very grand.
That's
yes.
true.
So.
That's true.
Safulazadeh.
That sounds like royalty.
That's true.
They all think that.
Yeah. I was going to say, you know, let them tell it.
Yeah, exactly.
So you knew you were half Persian.
I knew I was half Persian, but my mom on my birth certificate, I grew up Asia Azanti.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until I actually found and met my dad that my last name is not Azanti at
right.
all. It's Saifulazadeh.
Wait, but where did she get that from?
Yeah, I was about to
Girl.
Ask that.
She swears that his friend told her that was his last name.
No.
Let me tell you, like, my mom, I'm like, so how did you just, she was like, well, you know, we were just kind of dating and then he left the country. My dad goes on to tell me recently, sorry, Mom, I was conceived at a party in Marina Del Rey.
Hey! That's where I live.
So, I mean, she just didn't know the man's last name, you
yeah.
know? It was the 80s, they were doing them.
Of
like,
course. Of course.
And that's that, but I'm
wow.
here.
And here she is.
Yes, there you go. And I love that you're back in contact with your dad. Your dad now lives in Dubai, correct?
He lives in Dubai.
Yeah, that's
I have
amazing.
Three brothers from him, three mm-hmm. half-brothers. And he's got a rainbow tribe. They're like half Dutch. The youngest one's half Lithuanian. I'm half black.
Jeez,
so.
Oh, daddy be busy.
Daddy is a
yeah.
rolling stone, okay?
He's a national man.
Yes.
Worldwide.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh,
he's
man.
So fine, though. Can you blame him?
No.
No.
Even she's oh. saying it. She knows.
Yeah. I'm so proud of him. I always tell people, my daddy is handsome.
He no, is. You guys got to look him up.
Yeah. Everyone Google Asya's dad.
okay. So I think we should get into Platinum Life.
Okay.
Let's get that
right.
out
let's
of the
get
way.
That.
Let's
okay.
just
let's
go straight.
Forget marriage and children.
Yeah,
straight
let's
to
yes.
go there.
Platinum Life. So in 2016, you and I were on a show on E.
Yes.
Called Platinum Life.
Yes.
Damn, it was in 2000.
Yes.
Wow.
It was that. Yeah. Like
wow.
the time.
That was 4 years ago.
I flew
yeah.
by.
Yeah.
Man. So for you, those of you that don't know, the way it all kind of happened, the producer, Shanta, reached out to me about being on the show. I said no twice because it just was not my thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Shanta's very sweet and convincing.
She's so convincing.
She is so convincing. And before I knew it, I was sitting in an office full of E! Producers. And
signing a contract.
Exactly.
Right.
And I was on the show.
Right.
And she's like, do you know anybody who's just super real, dope, beautiful, has their own thing going on? And I was like, yes, I do. And her name is Asya.
Oh,
so I text her and I was like, hey, girl, so. And I'm on the show and they're looking for somebody. And you came, first person came to mind. And I know you were hesitant
mm-hmm.
at first.
It's scary. It's a
yeah.
scary thought. You don't really know what is going to transpire. But I think it being you coming mm-hmm. to me and
right.
then saying
that
you felt
something.
Comfortable.
Right.
And the other ladies they were casting mm-hmm. was kind of like, oh, okay, like, yeah, like, this sounds dope. Like, well,
right.
you know, like,
yeah.
it would be different.
Yeah.
Right. So she came in. And the whole cast, like, we were all together. We were cast. The first meeting, all of us together, was at your house.
Yep.
I'll never forget
oh
that
my
night.
God.
I'll never forget that night.
I'm trying to remember the scene.
It no, we didn't film it.
It was for
so,
the sizzle.
Yes. So we all got together.
Okay.
Just to see the chemistry, like, get to know each other, everyone's backgrounds, and just hang out, like,
yeah.
get a vibe. But immediately that night, shit started popping off.
Already?
Immediately.
They never aired
okay.
anything from the sizzle.
Yes.
So much drama
happened
transpired
at her house.
Within, what was it, like a week or 2 weeks of filming
yes.
just the promo, like the sizzle
Jeez.
Internal. Like, it was insane.
So, like,
no.
what?
I
can
mean,
we say?
The Okay, so the...
Or
the,
a hint.
How, what can we say about this? Because
I think you had a cast of ladies who wanted to go into this thinking that we were going to do like a super positive show, you know.
Right.
That was
relatable,
the goal.
Right. You know, fun.
Everyone went into it thinking that.
Yes. However, you know, when you have someone who has done reality TV before, I think that they go into it with this mind frame already of what they think the show is going to need.
Right.
And it's like how one bad apple spoils the bunch.
Yeah.
And it's also, I think, a lot of people came in trying to protect certain situations. Like, it was a lot of different dynamics going on in this
Makes
group.
Makes sense.
Like, a lot. A
lot of different motives as to why people were on the show.
Exactly. And, and a lot of, like, underlying friendships and connections and, like, who do we trust? There's history there. Like, stuff stuff happened years ago that was brought up.
That was never,
that was
like,
never
aired
and never addressed.
Right.
And
there that just, as the audience had no,
no
idea about.
So it's
at
like
all.
Undertones of drama that has happened years past that people don't know about.
So there was no context as to why any of this these things were happening.
Exactly.
Right, right, right.
Exactly.
Right.
And, you know, all of us were trying to, for the most part, keep a positive face, but those things surface.
Yeah.
And they surfaced.
Yeah.
You know?
The first day?
The first day.
That's crazy. I mean, you have a group of women who know each other from the industry, whether they were close or not.
Right.
And then their men have their own relationships.
Exactly.
So certain things were just coming into play that, like, me and Nas didn't know half of the, the mess that was going on.
We
didn't. It had nothing to do with us. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
but,
okay, real quick. So who knew each other before the show?
I knew all the ladies.
You knew all of them?
Yeah, we've all met in passing at some point.
Okay.
I really knew, though, Asia and Alicia.
Got it. Okay.
So those were the two. And actually, Alicia, I was asked to bring in another person, and it was Alicia.
Okay, got it.
So,
and you just knew Nas?
I knew Nas, Alicia, I knew for years, and Lola.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. But then, so then through the show, you and Chantel became
friends. Me and Chantel didn't even meet until the last episode of The Sizzle.
Oh,
which
really?
Is crazy because of how close we are
now. Yeah, I was going to say, you guys are
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
Ah.
That's crazy.
Yep.
Yeah.
I didn't meet her till that hookah lounge where it all went down. But you know what?
She, I forgot about that freaking
night. She's so quiet. It comes
she
off
is.
So quiet and sweet. And the way she spoke up and kind of like put somebody in their place that night, I was like, oh, Miss Jackson. Like,
she is here.
Nice to meet you.
She is for real.
Yeah. Oh, man. That, yeah. But I mean, that was such a learning experience. Like, do you have any regrets when it comes to the show?
I mean, I had a lot of fun doing the show.
Right.
We had a lot of great moments that
we did.
Didn't get
that
aired.
Didn't even air.
Yeah.
Like, we had such fun, like, even in Vegas when we went to Vegas.
Yeah.
We did, I didn't do it. Yeah. You guys did it. The indoor skydiving.
Yeah.
That, to watch them, I have videos still of you guys doing it.
Yeah.
That shit is so funny.
Wait, like, why didn't you do it?
I didn't want to do that shit.
Really?
She was like,
no.
I was
were
like,
you
it's
scared?
Not, yeah, that's not for me.
Really? I couldn't convince her.
No,
I kept
and she
trying.
Was trying.
I was trying to. So
I just
hard.
Thought you would have tried it.
No.
Interesting.
No. I was like, nah.
It's not real life.
I know, but just
it's fun. It's
that
it was
feeling.
Fun. Mm-hmm. It was fun. I would say I only regret allowing anyone to really get under my skin.
Right.
You know, but I'm human. I'm a work in progress, and I learned and grew from those experiences.
Right.
You know, you look back at them like, that was some petty ass shit.
The
like,
famous plane scene.
You know?
Oh, like, girl, I was in the middle.
I'll never
literally.
The plane. And the plane was one thing, but then Mexico. Like, what happened in Mexico?
I'm really glad that I didn't go to that.
Oh.
I don't think I could have, like, been around the energy. It was so much.
Yeah.
And again, things that were not put on camera happened that were so outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
That I found out after the fact. Actually, you FaceTimed me while you were there.
I was freaking out.
Yes.
I had Aislinn there. I brought Aislinn to Mexico with me.
Because you were doing a photo shoot. That was the whole point of it, right?
So that was your comeback fitness photo shoot.
Yeah,
I remember that.
And
you looked so bang.
Thank
you.
Sure I look at those pictures now and I'm like, girl, you really had body dysmorphia.
Trust me, I
don't. Don't we all? Don't we all?
Like, you look so good in these pictures. So I'll be trying to get back to that after
as you rub your baby.
Oh, no.
Was it hard bouncing back from Aislinn?
No, you know what what makes it hard is you look at other women mm-hmm. who you feel like as soon as that baby is out, they look like they didn't have a baby.
That's so annoying.
And you put that pressure on yourself, but right. that's not the norm.
No.
It literally takes your body a year to mm-hmm. a year and a half for mm-hmm. your uterus to contract and go back to its normal state.
Right.
Wow. So you can, I mean, I had a wedding coming up after I had Aislinn, yeah. so I was working out like crazy. But in my mind, I'm like, I'm still not where I was before baby.
Right. Which and is I such think, an unfair judgment.
Yes. And you know who I was comparing myself to?
Oh, Lord.
Teyana Taylor.
Oh,
We were pregnant on tour at the same time. She had her baby a few months before me. And I'm looking at her like, why am I not going back to that? But that's not the norm, you know?
No, like her body is like, she's like a freak of nature. Like,
she's amazing.
Yeah.
She looks amazing.
She looks like a statue.
I know. Yes, like very statuesque.
Yes, it's nuts.
Yeah. I'd be curious to see what she eats.
I think she eats a lot of junk food.
She's probably that girl.
See? Yes. This is not fair.
Yes, but that's not the norm.
That's not the norm.
So yeah. I was comparing myself to that. And I want to say like a year, year and a half after having Aislinn was when I really started to look like myself again.
Right.
So, and I tell moms that all the time. I'm like, look, don't compare yourself to other women. It's going to take over a year for
be
you
realistic.
To really be you again. Yes. You know, and just embrace that time with your baby.
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm. So recently I got to glam Asia. Mm-hmm. That was fun. Mm-hmm. But we were having all kinds of good talk about pregnancy.
And I was like,
girl, come on our podcast and tell the world about these things.
I want to hear it. I need to hear this.
I'm still wondering when one of you are going to call and say that
you're pregnant.
We're
wondering as well.
And no. We need like a little more time.
I love it.
A lot more time, really. Yeah. No, honestly, like, I'm at this place now. I'm 34, mm-hmm. about to be 35 next year, that I'm like, I could keep living this life. Keep doing this.
It's true.
I mean, the thing is, you don't know what you're missing out on because I've never had
a
kid.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's like, I know that if I had a kid, obviously I would love it to death and not regret it. Mm-hmm. But it's such a big responsibility.
It's a huge responsibility.
It's so much work.
It's a life-changing responsibility.
It's a lot of fun, but it's a lot of work.
Right.
But it's a huge responsibility. And had I not gotten pregnant with Aislinn when I did, I probably wouldn't have, you know?
Like,
in my timeline, I was like after 30.
Of course.
You know? Like, so, I mean, wait, do it, you know? I would say there's never a right time. Like, I think people are like,
focus on that, yeah.
They're like, it's not the right time or it needs to look like this. Mm-hmm. It's never going to feel like the right time. Mm-hmm. But when you feel,
when you
feel ready to be a mom, you'll know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, like financial or goals and all that. Like,
yeah.
Once there's
the
never a right time
of
for
my
that.
Body. Right. Once I'm holding it, I'm like, damn, I really got to do this now, don't I?
I'm in it.
There's no putting them back in.
No, Lord.
So Aislinn was a surprise.
Oh, right. I think we had one conversation. Like, oh, like, maybe we can have kids soon, you know? Like,
maybe.
We were probably high as hell having that conversation. It was probably, like, 6 in the morning.
Like, you know what would be fun? Having a baby, you know?
And next thing I knew, I was pregnant. And when I told Brian, I was like, I think I need to take a pregnancy test. He started laughing at me.
I can see this going down. I can see this.
He's like, you should just wait until your weekend's over. You're going to ruin your weekend. I'm like, what?
You gotta keep drinking this right now.
He's like, I already know you're pregnant. He's like, I know which one it was. I felt it. I'm like, what do you mean?
Stop.
No way, really?
Yes, he says that.
Interesting.
He felt it.
Wow. I've heard this before.
Yeah.
I've heard this before.
He swears that he can feel it, like, when it hits. He's like, yeah, it was that one.
He's like, I shot that shit.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
He knows.
So did he feel this one?
He said he felt this one, too.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
That's nuts.
Okay,
it's
so
crazy.
What do we not know about pregnancy or that you didn't know that nobody tells you?
Yes.
What are those things?
No one tells you how paranoid you are becoming a first-time mom. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm glad that the second pregnancy, I'm not feeling that. Mm-hmm. I'm just pregnant.
Yeah.
You know,
you've done it already.
Right. I'm complaining about how hard it is to breathe, but I'm not paranoid. Okay. Like, with Aislinn, I was paranoid. I would Google all the time. I would self-diagnose. Mm. I would always think the worst was about to happen.
Right.
And there's this documentary, The Business of Being Born, which I didn't even watch until after my experience, but mm-hmm. I think everyone should watch it. People don't tell you.
I'm writing it down.
It's good because people don't tell you how much birthing is a business and how hospitals treat it as a business.
Right.
Ooh, that's a whole different perspective. Yes. No, that's crazy.
So true.
Yes. So my experience with Aislinn, you know, I was born at like Kaiser on Cadillac in La Cienega, you know, right. Through like Medi-Cal. When I had Aislinn, you know, I'm like, everyone says Cedars is the top, you know, mm-hmm. top hospital. So
right. Of course.
I'm like, I'm going to deliver at Cedars and I'm going to have this top OB deliver my baby.
Right.
They're going to know everything, right? Wrong. They actually spent little to no time explaining anything to me.
Really?
I would go in for my prenatals and wait in an office for like an hour and then talk to the doctor for 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. And she would throw little things out there that I would then go home and Google because I didn't understand.
Right,
and
on
I
the
would
spot.
Freak myself
yeah.
out. So my friend April actually introduced me to her midwife.
Mm.
And I started communicating with her midwife just for clarity and understanding. Right. Like, I never thought I would birth at home. Like, no one in my family does that shit.
You yeah, know? Yeah.
Like, I don't come from a hippie family. Like, I'm a rock star. Like,
you're like, I need luxury. Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Like, so I would talk to her for comfort, and I could call her at any time of the day or night. I could send her graphic photos, whatever it was.
Right.
And she would sit and explain every detail to me of
wow.
what it could be
uh-huh.
and what my options were for things.
Uh-huh.
So
we're going to need that number when it's
oh,
our
yeah,
child.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, the biggest thing I would say when I tell this story, and I was telling you this, I think mm-hmm. people think I'm trying to convince them to birth at home. Birth wherever you want, whatever works for you,
right.
you know. Mm-hmm. But what I want women to understand is you have to ask a lot of questions
mm-hmm.
and you have to be informed
mm-hmm.
and you need to trust your body and your instincts. Because
mm-hmm.
we go into it thinking like, these doctors have the medical degree and they know everything. Like, what do I know? I've never had a kid before,
mm-hmm.
but they treat it as a business.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the times, or at least in my experience, they're looking for what's going to get them a bigger check
mm-hmm.
versus what's best for you
of
and
course.
The baby.
Man, that is so sad.
I know.
It is. I get out of
that's
breath
a, that's
every time
fine.
I talk about
let's,
this.
Let's take a quick break
to
breathe.
Like, every time.
Actually, no, we're going to take a real quick commercial break.
Yeah.
Real quick. And we will be back with more of these details.
Do you wish that double chin would just disappear? Are those bags and puffiness getting a little worse every day? Just listen to Robin S. from Lubbock, Texas. I put that jawline cream on my neck like 2 or 3 days ago. That is the best my neck has looked in over 20 years. Several people told me my face looks young. I am blown away. With GenuCell's natural actives and a pure antioxidant base with no parabens, no chemical scents, and no pharmaceutical preservatives, it's the clean luxury your skin deserves every day. Click or call right now, and the GenuCell jawline treatment is yours absolutely free just for ordering the classic GenuCell plant stem cell therapy for bags and puffiness. Go to GenuCell.com. That's GenuCell.com. With Chamonix's 100% money back guarantee, you only have the bags, wrinkles, and the double chin to lose. Call now while 3-day shipping is still free. Go to GenuCell.com and select Ladies Like Us at checkout for instant savings. That's GenuCell.com, GenuCell.com.
All right, guys, we're back, and Asya is telling us very interesting stuff about her hospital experience.
Yes. I actually, even like this last baby shower, the reason why it was so grand
mm-hmm.
was because my baby shower with Aislinn, I was in the hospital the week of.
Right. I remember you told me that.
And
yeah.
I couldn't. I had to cancel it.
Right. Yeah.
So I was like, well, this is my only baby shower.
Yeah.
So.
So don't judge me.
Over the top. Oh, no. But it was next level.
Yeah, it was
she
so
had
good.
Sledding and snow.
Loved yes. it.
Oh, and the kids it was had so fun. Everyone good. Had fun.
It was a winter was, wonderland.
Oh, my God. It was yeah. so good.
Yeah, I did a personality assessment, and I'm type yellow. Okay. I'm a yellow-red.
What does that mean?
But basically, like, parties are my love language.
Oh. Maybe you're the same.
I think I'm yellow-red, too.
Parties are my love language. And me and Brian did that together, so he understands, too, and he already knows that about me. He's uh-huh. like, yeah, she needs a good party and lifts her spirits up a little bit.
Aww, I love that.
That's amazing.
Okay, so you had this. Is it a doula? Is a midwife the same thing as
midwife,
a doula?
No.
Oh, they're different.
Yes. They're similar.
Okay.
Your doula is there to comfort you throughout the labor process.
Okay.
And your midwife is actually there to deliver the baby.
Oh, wow. Okay. So sometimes, you have both really technically.
Yes, you can have both.
Okay.
Most midwives have worked as doulas before they became midwives.
Got it.
And some people will still have a doula or mm-hmm. a midwife in the hospital with them.
Okay.
Even if they birth with a doctor.
Right.
This is also an option, you know, like.
I like that.
Know your options.
Yeah.
Like, right. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to just do it this one way.
Right. No, for real.
No, that's eye-opening, honestly. Yeah. It's amazing.
You know, a lot of women, too, who are Black or Latina mm-hmm. become statistics mm-hmm. Of being forced into C-sections.
Right.
Or even fatalities during birth.
Right.
And I think a lot of it is because we're so trusting of whatever the doctor says mm-hmm. and we don't ask questions.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we don't trust ourselves.
Right.
So in my experience, I think I was about 33 weeks pregnant. I got out of my bed one morning and I had this gush of fluid. Mm-hmm. So we rushed to Cedars and they were trying to convince me right away that I needed to induce Aislinn at 33 weeks.
Wow. Yikes.
And have her born premature.
Right.
She would have been in the hospital for 30 days. They mm-hmm. would have sent me home.
Yeah.
And so after they monitored me, I was there for a week. Mm-hmm. They monitored me for a week, but after the first 3 days, I was no longer leaking. Mm-hmm. So it's actually called a high leak mm-hmm. when you get like a small leak high up in the amniotic sac.
Okay.
And it can seal over. So mine sealed over.
It just like heals itself?
It healed itself.
But that's scary.
Yeah.
It's scary.
Yeah, that's
scary.
Frightening.
And a first time mom paranoid.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
of course.
You know what's like, happening?
Here yeah. we go. Like,
yeah.
I knew something was going to happen.
Right.
You know? So I'm there and the doctors are just not really like, there's like a new doctor every shift. My OB pops in and out like once in a while. No one's really communicating with me mm-hmm. what it could also be. They're mm-hmm. just sticking with this one thing.
Right. Mm.
So I call midwife Liz and she shows up. She sits in the hospital with me. Mm-hmm. She's listening to everything they're saying mm-hmm. and telling me all my options. And so I start asking more and more questions, you know, to the doctors. They were pissed that I was challenging anything
really?
They were saying.
Yeah, they don't like that.
Pissed.
Yeah.
They didn't want to consider any alternatives. Ugh. They never brought up what a high leak could be.
Right.
They were just like, no, 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 you need to induce. Mm-hmm. So I ended up signing out AMA against medical advice, went home, started going to another doctor for a second opinion. Mm-hmm. She monitored me every week. I would go see her. Mm-hmm. And I had Aislinn full term.
Wow.
At home. Interesting.
That's incredible.
And you guys know Aislinn. She's like, she didn't miss a beat, okay?
No, she didn't.
She's so advanced.
She's so cute.
So, I don't know. That experience for me and coming from how I grew up and how I would have gone into that hospital and did whatever the doctor
right.
said. I just want women to know you have to ask these questions.
Right.
And you need to trust your body.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because
yes.
we do become statistics out here. Like the numbers are
true.
Insane.
Yeah. And just because it's a doctor, listen, obviously doctors know their shit, but
yeah.
sometimes they don't. Like
yeah.
that's what people put doctors on this pedestal.
As if they're not human.
Exactly.
Yeah,
they're like
I mean,
you and I that just went to school for something.
Yep.
Right. And what works for somebody else might not work for you.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know, so.
Exactly. But your body knows. And our bodies were made to do this. So you
right.
have to like, that's where that primal instinct kicks in. And you have to really like listen to
yeah.
your body.
Absolutely.
I believe that wholeheartedly. Were you scared to have Aislinn at home?
I was until I had the experience at the hospital.
Right.
Once I felt how they were treating it like a business,
right,
and they weren't going to do what was right for me in Aislinn, they were going to do what was easiest, yeah, and most cost effective for them.
Right.
I didn't want anything to do with the hospital at that, mm-hmm, point.
Right, right, right.
And birthing at home was amazing. I'm doing that again. Like,
that was, I was about to ask.
I am. Yeah. You know, God willing, right, like, I'll be, yeah, doing it again. You know, but right, it's the fact of being in your own environment and getting to relax and really tap into your primal instincts,
right,
and get through that should you choose to go natural, you know, right, like.
Oof. Well, you went natural?
Well, yeah.
So when you do it at home, you can't have an epidural?
No.
No. That changes everything.
No.
I was like, I think I could do that.
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking that too.
You could. You could.
Girl.
If you wanted to. And depending on the circumstances, there, right, are circumstances that come into play where you need a C-section.
Oh, yeah,
you,
yeah, need, yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like.
And that's the part that freaks me out. And I think that everybody, mm-hmm, probably thinks about when you have a at-home birth. Is what if there's a complication,
yeah,
and you can't get to the hospital fast enough?
Yeah.
I think that that's, mm-hmm, the fear.
Mm-hmm.
Were you still scared of that?
I was before I decided to birth at home.
Right, right, right. So after that experience, you were just like,
yeah,
yeah.
I trust me now.
Like, oh my God, wow. I didn't know you didn't do an epidural. Mm-hmm. Why people still do that?
Well, now some women are getting fentanyl in their,
what,
IVs. Yes.
Seriously?
Which to me, as someone who loved doing recreational drugs.
Right.
I'm like, how could you pass fentanyl, right, into a fetus, like,
right,
into a baby?
That is, yeah, mind-blowing.
And it's all, I feel like it's always the women who don't do recreational drugs.
Right.
That once they get into, uh-huh, the hospital to deliver, they're like, yeah, give me all of that. And I'm like,
right,
do you even know, like,
what's
that's
going
to do to your baby?
Yeah.
You know?
Wow. Yep. And, but the fact that doctors are allowing,
yep,
this to happen,
yep,
is even worse.
Yep.
Ooh. Oh my,
all
God.
Right.
We got a lot to think about.
That's, that you spilled some good gems on us.
Yes. That is, like, wow.
You're like, now we're never having a baby.
Right? I'm traveling the world.
Oh. That is that on that.
Oh, man.
Okay, yeah. So let's get into career.
Yes.
You're a chef.
Yes.
Which is absolutely amazing.
Yes.
And I've had your food, and let me tell you.
Yeah.
Bomb. Incredible.
Thank you, guys.
Yes.
What's your favorite thing to cook?
You know, I like fusing soul food with Persian traditional,
ooh,
dishes.
Okay.
I like, I don't know. That's,
you
just
find
me
a way
playing
to fuse
with
them?
My cultures. Yeah.
Interesting.
And that for me is a lot of fun.
Like what? Like, tell me, like, one, just one dish that,
so,
you would,
like,
mix together.
I'll do like a saffron waffle with fried chicken.
Oh my,
or,
God.
I'll, wow, use the Zereshk cherries for certain things,
right,
that you,
right,
wouldn't,
right,
normally put them in.
Right.
Right. Ooh,
even, I mean,
like,
gourmet
this.
Sabzi to me is like another form of collard greens. Like,
ugh,
you know,
I love,
like,
I know,
gourmet,
I love
sabzi.
It.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
my God. Guys,
wow,
gourmet sabzi is like a Persian stew with, like, lots,
so,
of greens,
good,
and spinach and sometimes chunks of beef and kidney,
dried,
beans.
It's, oh, so bomb.
It's bomb. Fire. Either you love it or you hate it.
It's,
her,
so,
brother,
fire,
hates,
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he's not.
Yeah, he hates it.
That's not his thing, but it's our thing.
It's so good. Yeah. I'm hungry.
I know. So would you ever open a restaurant?
I want to. That's my goal. That's,
oh,
my end goal.
Okay.
I want to start branding before that, obviously, in the culinary world.
Mm-hmm.
And my first step is sauces. I'm working on a sauce line.
Fun.
Ooh, ooh, we
like
love
to be
a good
sold
sauce
in stores?
Yes. Farmers,
nice,
market stores. You know, like, I'm fine with starting small.
We're
and working right,
yeah,
away. Because there's going to be trial and error.
Of course.
You know? Like,
yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. After baby, that's.
Can we test it?
Yes.
I love me a good sauce.
Me,
girl,
too.
I am a sauce lady.
The sauce is where it's at.
No,
yes,
literally, like, Nas and I, our fridges is just condiments and sauces.
That's it.
Like, every time I open it on food, I'm like, damn it, I have every sauce in the world.
But not nothing
Anthony
to put it on.
Yeah.
That's so true. Oh, my God.
Okay, so. This year flew by. Obviously, it was a big year for you. You got pregnant. Wait, did you get pregnant this year? How does that work? Hold on.
Yeah.
Okay.
In May. Like,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Obviously, that was an exciting time for you.
Mm-hmm.
Any other, like, highs and lows of this year?
Whew, there's been a lot, you know. I think that, and I hear a lot of people saying that about 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they had one of the hardest years. They had to go through a lot of lessons learned.
Right.
Some losses you had to take.
Right.
And I had a lot of those. But I feel so much better now.
Mm-hmm. Good.
You know, like going through those and the motions, I had a serious moment of depression. But coming out of it, I feel like 2020 is going to be crazy. Like,
yeah,
I feel it.
I feel like I have grown so much from these experiences. And I'm ready to not repeat the same mistakes.
Right. Same. Mm-hmm. We were just talking about this. Same, girl.
Yeah.
That's dope. What are your... Do you do New Year's resolutions? Are you into that?
Yes and no. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, my New Year's resolution would be to, after dropping this baby in February...
like an album,
you know, like drop this after baby I drop this February. Baby in February, you know, new mixtape, is to really go forward with balance. Mm. You know, like there's this period after you have a baby where you kind of lose yourself, and I don't want to go through that so much again.
Mm.
But I also don't want trying to focus on branding and my sauce line to take away from being a mom,
because
I love my family, I love my husband. So finding that perfect balance,
that's hard.
Yeah, it's so
hard. It's challenging,
but I feel you know, I feel like I got it this
you're
time.
You're ready. Yeah. Well, you already did it once before.
It's life experience at the end of the day, you know.
And we can't be so hard on ourselves, because listen, especially as women, a lot of us have a lot going on. Especially when you're a mom and a wife, and you have a career,
right?
There's a lot of balls in the air at once, and sometimes some of them fall down, and that's okay.
You just pick them back up and move forward.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
I think a big part of it, too, is knowing which ones are more important, which ones take priority.
Exactly.
And I think that I have a clearer understanding of that this time.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good. You have a new outlook.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So what do you think for 2020? Any projections? What are the goals?
Sauce line, new baby. Mm-hmm. And getting my body back.
You can do it. I believe in you.
Remember you said,
give yourself a year. It'll be a long year.
But you're already working out. You've been working out during this pregnancy.
Yes.
I see it. I see your stories.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You and Brian are on it.
Yes. Dope. Well, now he's on it. I quit. I mean, I'm like 7 months in now.
Yeah, you probably can't, really.
I'm like, I just want to be pregnant now.
Yeah. Enjoy
it. I'll get back to it after. Yeah. You know?
Is this last one for you guys?
Mm-hmm. We will see.
Oh, okay.
You know,
doors open.
You know, it really, for me, what it depends on is the lifestyle change, because we take Aislinn's been on tour her whole life,
right?
So now
rockstar baby
trying to figure really that out with two kids. I'm
different.
Like I need to feel, you know, I need to feel that out. I mean, we got Aislinn has to get her own business class seat now, you know, like
no, absolutely.
What are we gonna do when we have to buy two extra business class seats
for real
on top, you know?
Kids like are expensive. Lord.
We'll see. Again. But I do want a boy, so we'll see.
All right.
It's happening.
A mini Brian. Well, Asia, our time is done here.
I know. We can keep talking to you forever, honestly, because it's so natural.
We're going to give up the studio.
I know. But thank you so much.
Thank you guys for having me. Yes. I love you guys.
We love you.
Love you too.
I wish you guys many more blessings and success with your podcast. You guys are killing it.
Thank you. Oh, and congrats on Vogue. Can we just say
that? Oh, thank you.
Can we say that?
Hello.
Congrats on Vogue magazine.
That made my day.
2019.
Wow. That was sick. That was a beautiful photo.
It was amazing.
It was a great way to top off a tough year, let me tell you.
Yeah, like, there you go, though.
You're framing that, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay.
But that's also setting the tone for 2020 and beyond. So let's just say that.
Exactly.
There you go.
All right, guys. Thank you for being here. And everybody, thank you so much for listening. We've had a how do you say it? Momentous.
Momentous.
I'm not good with my words.
Okay.
We had a momentous year, and it's over, and we look forward to 2020, and we just wish you guys all the best moving into 2020.
Yep.
And we appreciate you all so much for listening.
What she said.
Ditto.
Bye.
And remember, guys,
you can always sit with us.
Thanks for listening to Ladies Like Us from the Lady Gang and Podcast One. Be sure to download new episodes every Tuesday on Apple Podcasts or on the Podcast One app. And remember, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.